It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, we are going to be talking about why you should stop dieting and start eating to support your mind and your body from a place of love. I had a really great conversation this week with Daria Rose. We chatted a lot about your relationship with food, and she gave some incredible tips. So please check that out. I think you'll gain a ton of value from that. Now, about this topic, dieting is such a common thing, and it tends to even be trendy. There's all these different diets that pop up that have all of these promises. The thing about dieting is that it really tends to be from a place of lack and a place of fear and a place of not enoughness. Instead of going down that road, which really doesn't serve you, switch to a place of eating to support your mind and body and what is important to you. So if you really want to be able to be healthy and fit for your family, to be able to run around with your kids, use that as motivation to eat well. Eat well out of a place of love for yourself and your body and all of the things that your body does for you. So just that perspective switch from a place of lack and fear and not enoughness to, I'm going to choose to eat things that make my body feel really good so I have more energy, so I can do the things that I really want to do in my life. That can make such a profound difference in how you feel about yourself and your relationship with food. Another thing that's really important is to make sure that you're eating well from a place of love, not a place of fear. So instead of thinking, oh, I really shouldn't eat those potato chips because I'm afraid that it can raise my cholesterol and it might be negatively impact my health. You know, while all that's true, that is not always the best way to approach things because that sometimes can make you feel restricted and like you aren't able to enjoy things once in a while in moderation. Instead, switch to a place of, okay, you know, with those potato chips, you know, if I eat those, I probably am not going to be feeling my best today. I love my body. I want to have energy. I want to feel my best. So instead, I'm really going to choose to eat a piece of fruit and maybe a handful of walnuts because I love my body and I love how I feel when I eat this way. So that perspective shift can be a huge impact on your relationship with yourself and your relationship with food. I hope that this helps you. Until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.
It was wonderful spending time with you today. Just one quick ask. This information is incredibly important to more than just you. So think of just one person today that you can share this episode with, and together we can spread this message that you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to attain success to others who need it. Valuable episodes like this one are published weekly so you and others can have the benefit of reaching your ultimate potential. So click the share button, get this episode into the hands of just one person you know who would gain great value from it. I will see you next week.
And now for a quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not intended to provide medical advice or treatment recommendations. Contents of the Live Greatly podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. And make sure to always seek the guidance of your physician or qualified health professional when you have any questions regarding your specific health, any changes to diet and exercise, and any medical conditions.